Welcome to episode 86 of Your Mother Ate My Dad, the podcast. This is also episode 3 of our annual Oscar talk. You watch the Oscars?
Episode 3.
Hear the Oscars? Well, we did this. This is our third, year doing this, so. On the talk.
Yeah. That's a little hard to believe. Third Oscars. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I know of some of the people who won, but I didn't watch.
Have you seen any of the movies that were up for Best Picture?
What were the movies that were up for Best Picture?
Maestro, starring Bradley Cooper.
Nope.
Past Lives.
Nope.
For Good Things. Barbie.
Yes.
Yes, we watched that for the podcast. American Fiction.
Nope.
The Holdover, starring Paul Giamatti.
Nope.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Nope.
Anatomy of a Fall.
No.
Poor Things.
No.
The Zone of Interest.
No.
Oppenheimer.
No.
Oppenheimer did so well that I was seriously considering doing it for the podcast next week. But then I realized it's a 3-hour movie. And who has time for that?
Nobody got time for that. There's a lot of movies on that list I've been meaning to watch. I just haven't gotten around to it. When you do a podcast, you got you're committed to one movie a week already. You know, and then it's hard to fit in another.
Yeah, your busy rowing schedule. Yeah. Paddling schedule.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, I didn't watch it. I just know that Oppenheimer won a lot.
Yes.
That breaks our record of one straight year of having the winner be a podcast movie. Barbie didn't win, so.
Right, right. Because if we watched Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is what won last year, right?
Correct, yep.
There it is right there. So how you been doing, Joshy boy? You been doing all right since the last episode?
Yeah, doing all right. You know, it was sunny today, which is nice.
But cold still, quite windy.
It was quite windy, yeah. There was some sun, though, which is always nice. Yeah, a few postcards. I see them and I'm like, I should read these for Jesse, but I never do.
We don't even need to read them. I'm curious where they're from, you know.
Oh.
I'm sure It says the place on the front. That's usually the idea.
Yeah. A picture of something and then it says greetings from San Diego.
Right.
Yeah, how have you been?
I've been doing pretty good. The time change doesn't usually affect me, but I think this year it has a little bit. Been feeling kind of blah today, you know.
Well, when you wake up so early, you know.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense. But yeah, overall doing pretty good. Yeah, I got excited to talk to you. I get excited every week to talk to my good friend Josh.
Well, I won't keep you for that long, knowing that you know it's 7:51 p.m. normally and you're probably itching to get back to bed.
Yeah, I did come straight for bed to do this. It's all worth it, though.
Did you hear that Akira Toriyama died?
I did hear that. The creator of Dragon Ball Z and other things.
Yeah, Chrono Trigger. I heard that and I thought of you first because of your love for all things Dragon Ball.
I do love Dragon Ball Z. I haven't seen all of Dragon Ball, though. But Dragon Ball Z is definitely very nostalgic. I do love it. Yeah, pretty sad. He was pretty young.
Yeah, well, he died of a acute subdural hematoma, which can happen anywhere.
Happen anywhere to anyone at any time.
Oh, he had a brain tumor. Oh. Well, it happens. It happens.
Well, yeah.
Things happen. Okay.
You got to go out some way, I guess. That was his.
So that was sad. That's basically all that happened. I don't think I watched a movie this past week.
Yeah, I definitely didn't.
Well, what do you do that you're so busy to not watch films?
I do as paddle tons. I paddle 3 times a week, plus go to races seemingly every weekend. I work a full-time job. I do things.
What kind of phone do you have?
I think it's a Samsung, something or other. Honestly, don't know. I don't pay attention too much.
What is the picture on your like when you hit the button for the first time and it shows you the time, or you press, I don't know how Samsungs work, you press the screen and it comes up. What's the picture that you got on there?
It's a picture of me and my girlfriend.
Oh God.
What's
Cool.
yours?
Oh, it's one of my cats, but like the most attractive young cat that
So not Gino. You're not showing any respect to your man.
Gina was on there for years. But now I have my little tuxedo boy in black and white on there.
Okay, well, Gino probably is a little upset by that. I hope you know that.
It doesn't seem to have bothered him. He
Yeah,
still loves me just as much.
okay, well, that's fine. I don't like it as much as my picture idea, but yours is pretty good as well.
Yeah, I know. You love your girlfriend. It's great. Great to
Yeah,
hear.
sure do. Sure do.
Another idea for next week I had for our movie was to do the man with the iron fist, the man and the iron fist. It's kind of like a sequel to the movie that we watched for this week. But I decided against that as well. I think I'm gonna make you do it. We're gonna rewatch it at some point, but not right now.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. The movie then, I guess.
Let's get to the
Just
movie.
jump right into it. Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai,
Yes.
starring
It's a bit of a
Forrest
mouthful.
Whitaker.
Oscar winner, Forest Whitaker.
The Way of the Samurai. It's too many of those. It should have been maybe A Way of the Samurai or The Way of a Samurai. But
Or
that's
just get rid of both
just an
of
edit.
those. Just be
No,
Way of
I need.
Samurai.
Oh, Way of Samurai. Yeah. That's good. It's a crime drama film from 1999.
It's like a crime drama action samurai movie. It's a lot of things all at once.
I'm gonna tell you right now that I was pleasantly surprised about the film.
Okay.
I understand that it does come with a pretty high rating. Well, okay, it's like the movie, it was a tale of two halves for me, the first half and the second
Right.
First half, I would probably give a mid score. Mid to lower score.
Okay.
The acting by everybody besides Forrest Whitaker, hot garbage. The mafia guys, they were not, like, I don't know, they were not actors. They were just guys who just, I can't explain it, but if you watch the film, you would understand. And then the second half was, much like a much better score, much better film, the second
Right.
half, once all those guys, I guess, died, and it was just basically the two of them and the French guy and the little girl. But so yeah, pleasantly surprised. Decent pick by you.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a movie that goes in a lot of different directions. It's like a samurai movie. It's very hip hop influence going on there. I also, yeah, I felt as though like the whole mafia thing that was going on, like I felt like that part of the film wasn't supposed to be taken too seriously. Like I don't know, I thought maybe it was poking fun at that whole genre, maybe.
They watched a lot of cartoons.
They did watch a lot of cartoons, yes. And there was like a lot of weird moments where they were kind of, it's like they were out of a David Lynch movie. Like they were very strange. What they were making, the one guy making the sound like a moose, and I don't know, it was very strange. But I guess after I watched this movie, I watched like a little quick interview about what's that? What's the director's name? Jim Jarmusch. He was talking about the film, and he was like, "Yeah, I was just at the time really influenced about samurai culture and like Eastern philosophy, and also like Italian mob movies and hip hop, and that's kind of makes perfect sense. That's why there's like four or five like major themes going on all at once, which made it kind of interesting. It's definitely different. It had a very different feel. Like it just didn't feel like any movie I've seen before.
I liked the music.
Yeah, the music was very good. Yeah.
That was intertwined into the film. Big Wu-Tang influence, much like that other movie we just talked about. Yeah, it was a different movie, and I appreciated the lack of not structure, but like going the normal direction, kind of veering off its own path. And not a bad, not a bad movie. I enjoyed the shooting. Especially the one, from the sink up. That was fun.
That was fun. I enjoyed also. Well, I guess RZA is in it. RZA is the guy from the Wu-Tang Clan. He's in it very briefly.
Yeah, that slow motion walk.
Yeah, and it made me think of, I don't know if you remember this VHS tape I used to own when we were living together. It was like the Wu-Tang Clan presents like Shaolin Chastity Kung Fu or something. It was like some really weird mashup VHS thing. I think the, and the Wu-Tang Clan, I guess, is just like really influenced by Kung Fu movies. And I knew that going into this. And then there was also in this film, there was like a combination of the like hip hop culture and like obviously samurai movies and samurai culture. And so I like looked up a few articles, and I guess that's kind of like a common theme amongst in hip hop culture. I don't listen to a ton of hip hop. I mean, I listen to some, especially like old school stuff, but yeah, so I thought whether that was intentional or not, it was just interesting.
I mean, you really should watch The Man with the Iron Fist.
Should I?
Because that's like the movie.
Is
He
it?
does the samurai stuff and the music and the Russell Crowe's in
See, I don't remember anything about that movie.
Well,
Holy crap,
maybe we'll watch
fucking.
it.
Who is that guy? Oh, he looks so familiar. Oh, RZA's in that too. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. See, I wasn't picking up on that.
Yeah, he's like, isn't he the
Huh.
main character?
Well, he, when I looked it up, the movie, he's like, you know, in the on the front, on the cover, if you
Yeah.
will.
I think he's like the main character.
Interesting.
We can't,
Yeah.
we're not gonna go back to a samurai movie back to back.
Right.
We're
Yeah.
gonna do a different kind of samurai movie though, a different kind of
Okay.
combat movie, just exciting. But that was kind of an aside, and now I have another aside because you brought up us sleeping together. I drive past that old place often, just because that is a way for me to get home, and also sometimes they kind of deliver mail around that area. The same guy still lives there. I did see him once, like walking up his stairs, and he has like they have different vehicles than they did, I don't know, 20 years ago when we lived there. But I drove past today actually, and one of the cars in the driveway has a special license plate. I don't
Oh,
know if they
God.
had if it was the same license plate as before, but it says Hazy, probably his nickname. The guy's probably like 50 years old by now.
Well, his name is, I mean, his name is Ryan
Yeah.
H Hazleton, if I remember correctly. Something Hazleton.
Right.
but he definitely
a
is.
A teacher.
Yeah, he's a teacher, and also like that definitely struck me as the type who would get a custom license plate.
Wonder if he still teaches.
I don't know.
He's a LinkedIn. It doesn't matter. Oh, Mount Doug alumni.
Okay.
Just
Well,
doxing this guy pretty good. Anyways, yeah, so stay still in there.
okay, well, yeah, I remember he used to drive like this horrible orange sports car, I guess. I don't know what it was. You remember that thing?
Yeah, I do. It's not the same. I guess he probably had to get rid of it.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Anyways, yeah, ghost dog.
Yes, go stop. Back to the film again. Yeah, I also liked the. There was a lot of scenes without much talking, just kind of like him silently driving around. And there was also like a lot of. You kind of had to do your own. Like he'd read passages from the book. I can't remember exactly. Didn't remember the name of the book that he was reading, but it's like something, The Way of the Samurai. And then you had to use that and like figure out how that would pertain to what was going on in the story, but also like the music we were listening to, because there was always like a song playing at a certain time. So it was kind of like smart in that way.
He doesn't talk until the 37-minute mark,
Right.
besides like voiceovers and
And that's when he like talks to that girl, right?
yeah, in the park.
In
That
the
girl
park,
is
yeah.
34 years old right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, crazy. And then I liked the relationship with the French dude, even though they didn't speak the language. Oh,
Yeah.
that was an interesting plot point.
It was like they didn't understand each other, but did at the same time. Like they would always mirror what the other person said without actually knowing what they said. It was kind of different.
Did you have subtitles?
I always put subtitles on if I can. Yeah.
But did the French come out? Like, did it translate it for you?
Yeah, like it was translated on the screen for me. Yeah.
Because I didn't have subtitles, so I didn't know what he was saying in French on there.
Oh, see, but like in
It
my.
didn't even come up for me.
Oh, that's weird. In mine, it was like, you know, it has the subtitles, which are obviously like a different entity to the film itself. And then when he was speaking French, like the subtitles went away and it was just like the ones that were clearly like put into the film.
Right. Yeah, didn't get
Oh.
yeah, my DVD copy, I guess.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I know you have that one on DVD. Yeah, but it's kind of like you didn't really didn't know what he was saying.
No, didn't take away from the film at all. I also liked the fact that he died in the end.
Yeah.
Ghost dog eliminated. Which probably made the ending a little better. But I would have also liked to see him kill. Well, he could never have killed his the dude, but the way of the samurai and all.
Yeah, there was also a lot of different effects used for gunshot wounds. There was like sometimes it was computer generated, sometimes it was like a practical effect, like clearly some sort of blood pouch or whatever you call that. Then there was a lot of like smoke and I don't know, like a lot of different gun effects. I don't know if that was like budget related or if that was intentional. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty small. I mean, you could tell it's pretty low budget.
Yes, 2 million.
Yeah, that's pretty low.
It made 9.3 million though.
Hey.
Made some money.
Have you seen any other Jim Jarmusch movies?
Maybe. Let me just look in my book and see if No, well, no. I mean, Patterson, I kind of have wanted to see because I'm a big Adam Driver fan. Broken Flowers is also another one that I feel like is good.
Yeah, for me, I had heard of Jim Jarmusch before, but I've never actually seen any of his movies. But this one's definitely has me intrigued for some of the other ones he's done.
Nearly all, if not all, of the mafia guys are dead in real life now.
Oh, that's a
They're
fun
just
fact.
so old.
Yeah. I like how we've gotten back to you talking about dead people, which is good. We used to do that every episode.
Well, I like to look. Well, that's where I got to Akira Yaka, whatever his name was, Dragon Ball guy, all his information. But I like to go through all the actors
Yes, I
and
know.
be like, oh, see what's going on with these people. And yeah, it turns out they're all dead.
There was a. Well, there's two links to other films we've seen for the podcast. Obviously, Rashomon, because that was one of the major books that they were talking about and carrying along and all that. And then one of the guys that gets shot on the roof, he's like the Native American fella. He was,
Nobody.
he was in Smoke Signals.
Yes, he was.
Recognized him right away.
Good Canadian boy.
Yes, right.
Was something I was going to say, but now I can't remember.
Ruined it for
Jim
you. Sorry.
Jarmusch.
Was it my fault?
No. That's okay. It'll come back to me.
Okay.
Oh, pigeons.
Yes.
How is it that he only communicates by pigeon?
Carrier pigeon. That's got to have some sort of significance. I'm not really sure what, though. Don't know. He's kind of like a guy who lives in the past a little bit.
Yeah, well, and the first scene was him waking up and like on a roof with a bunch of pigeons and a bunch of pigeon poop all around him.
This is true.
So pretty cool, pretty cool. Male pigeon. If only they delivered letter mail that way, wouldn't that be crazy?
Would be crazy.
They used to.
They sure did.
Postal carriage. So I'm just reading up on homing pigeons.
Oh.
Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. Yeah, ghost talk. Not bad. Not bad. Normally you choose bad movies, but today you've given us a little bit of a treat.
I did. I did. I figured I'd give you a little bit of a break. Because every once in a while, I'm like, I should just pick a bad movie just because, I don't know. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's like every week.
Yeah, for the most part. Every once in a while, I pick one that I know is supposed to be good on purpose, but it is rare.
The last good movie that you would have. I mean, I guess, okay. Tough Guys Don't Dance was bad. Earth Girls Are Easy was better than perhaps we would have thought. Eagle versus Shark. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been your 2024 so far.
Eagle versus Shark was pretty good.
Well, you thought it was just as good as Earth Girls Are Easy, you know, so
But that movie was also good.
this yeah, probably will be the best on your list for me anyways. Maybe I'll give it a 7 or something, I don't know. Ghost dog.
Ghost dog. Not to be confused with hot dog.
Yeah. So it came out in 99. What movie do you think won the best picture Oscar for the year 2000?
Best picture Oscar for the year 2000. I think Shakespeare in Love.
Not even nominated.
Shakespeare in Love won Best Picture, but probably for a
The
different year.
nominees were Cider House Rules, The
Nope,
Green
not that.
Mile, The
Nope.
Sixth Sense,
Nope.
The Insider,
Nope.
American Beauty.
That's the one.
Not to go into there. You think American Beauty won?
Yeah, I know it did.
Oh. Kevin Spacey won Best Actor for American Beauty. Pretty crazy.
Crazy stuff. He's a crazy guy.
Anything else you want to talk about in regards to Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai?
No, I think I hit all the points I wanted to hit.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, so you want to do acting first, or do you want me to do acting first?
I want you to do acting first.
Okay, so as I mentioned before, all of the mafia guys, although the characters were, semi-interesting themselves, they were all terrible actors. They were just like picked from the side. Maybe they're even like real mafia guys. It looked like a documentary at some point when they were like it. I don't know. It was too obvious how bad of actors they were, except for the main guy. Like the guy who I don't know, I can't remember his name. Louis, is that his name?
Yeah.
He was good. The other one's garbage. Forest Whitaker, I thought was strong performance. Apparently, this role was written for Forest Whitaker. Makes sense. He was good. So because of that, I'm going to give acting a 7.
Okay. Yeah, for me, those mafia guys, they were truly terrible and like glaringly bad. And it kind of took me out of it a few times. And I tried to give it a bit of a benefit of the doubt, thinking like it was supposed to be a parody of, they're supposed to be like a parody of themselves and like they're supposed to be bad, but I don't really think that works. It's just kind of a nice idea, but not really how it was intended. But yeah, Forrest Whitaker was really good. I also like the ice cream truck guy. I thought he was interesting. So yeah, for me, I think maybe we're like a 6 out of 10. This is quite distracting.
Okay, what about the ending?
Yeah, the ending was good. I liked how it ended. Wasn't expecting him to die, that's for sure. Kind of the master, the quote unquote master, turning on his student. Although I guess maybe he didn't really want to be the master. I don't know. It was kind of an interesting dynamic going on there. But yeah, it's kind of a different ending. I liked it. I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Is the way of the samurai like you have to die honorably or something?
That could be it.
Yeah, ending was good. I liked how he died. I liked that he died. The way he died, I don't know. It was whatever, but
Yeah.
yeah, strong. I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10.
Right.
Now, if you had to give it a score out of 10 overall, taking into account everything we've said so far in this episode, what would you give it?
Well, I like that it wasn't anything like it was unlike any movie I've seen before. Kind of an interesting vibe going on. I really like the music. Music was really cool. The pacing was interesting. It felt maybe a touch long, and also to some extent, I liked how there were so many different themes going on. But at some certain points, it did feel like they were distracting themselves from each other. Kind of there was like too much going on. But I also really liked Forest Whitaker's performance. I kind of liked when it was, yeah, like you take out the mob guys. I kind of liked everything else that was going on. Like when he was in the park talking to that girl about the books and the ice cream truck guy and the shooting. He's up there with his pigeons and when he's talking about all the quotes from that book. Not so much the mafia portion, which was unfortunately quite a bit of it. I think if I were to give it a score out of 10, kind of like between a 6.5 and a 7. Let's be different. Let's go 6.75.
That is different.
6.75.
6.75. Yeah, no, it was definitely a different film, which is appreciated. Sometimes it's like, oh, what are you trying to do here? Yeah, but this one was done puts in well. It was a kind of a an ode to the past. I liked how the director had a bunch of things that he wanted to incorporate into the film, and he did that, and it was made for a little wacky film. I agree that it was a bit long, but acting was good for the main guys, anyways. The music, yeah, I like the music. It was kind of, I mean, it wasn't like a nice backdrop, but like that industrial kind of city gave it a voice. 7 out of 10. Would watch again.
Nice.
Do I do that? Six. Yeah, so that is Ghost Dog.
The Way of the Samurai.
Yeah, a lot of those. Thank you so much for choosing the movie.
You're most welcome.
Next week we're gonna watch The Wrestler, which is Mickey Rourke. Going back to the Mickey Rourke well. This week we watched Hand Combat between master and student, Gun and Flesh. Next week it'll be Hand Combat, skin against skin.
Oh, sounds sexy.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I heard it's fine.
Yeah, and Mickey Rourke gets to make a second appearance. He was in Double Team. So we didn't maybe give him sort of
Yes,
the best,
yes.
give him a fair shake. So this may be able to redeem himself a little bit, you know? That movie sucked.
Marissa Tomei is in it as well.
Okay. Yes, I've been meaning to watch that, so.
He was nominated for Best Actor.
It was indeed.
And she was nominated for Best Actress.
That's a good sign. And it's got fucking Hector Salamanca from Better Call Saul in it.
Oh. Cool. Yeah, that should be fun. How are we gonna watch it? Don't know, but it doesn't matter.
Find a way.
Actually, I don't know. I haven't looked. Let me look.
The wrestler. The wrestler. It's
Doesn't
not
say.
immediately telling me a way to do it. Yeah.
90% of Rotten Tomatoes. Huh? Well, we'll see. It might be on Prime. It might not be on Prime. Okay. Well, you have two options.
Okay.
We either say goodnight, cut the stream, go to bed, or we do box office game from the year 2023.
We can do that. Also, it looks like The Wrestler is free on YouTube.
No.
So it looks like, I mean, that's what I just saw. You know, you never know with these sort of. It's like, is it going to be cut in a weird way? Is it going to be missing something? It seems to all be there. So?
Oh, is it the Wrestler 2008 HD hashtag
Yes.
Mickey Rourke?
That one.
Okay.
That one.
Okay, well, I'll take a look after. Okay, well, are you ready?
I am ready.
February the 17th, 2023.
Okay.
Let's see actually what podcast we were doing or what movie we were doing for the podcast at that time to kind of get you in
The right headspace.
the yeah, exactly. We did on February the 14th, we did Do the Right Thing, followed up by Idle Hands. So That's kind of where we were. That's kind of where the movie industry was.
Right.
So, first one, $30 million, Universal Pictures, third week. Dave Bautista.
Dave Bautista in 2023 that only made 30 million in 3 weeks. It's gonna be that
Yeah.
movie where he's like with that girl, you know, like the it's
Yeah,
like
Knock at the Cabin. It's
oh.
Knock at the Cabin. Which one are you thinking of?
I don't know, he's like protecting some kid. I can't remember what the hell that shit's called, but it looked terrible. Let me look it
Oh
up
no.
because now it's I don't have to worry about it.
Knock at the Cabin was one of I've seen it twice. It was probably my favorite movie of the year, 2023. Loved it. It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, I was thinking of a movie called My Spy. That came out in 2020, so that was a little far off, but it felt like a movie that could have gotten 30 million in 3 weeks.
Okay, the next one is also Universal Pictures, 166 million over 9 weeks,
Okay.
starring Antonio Banderas. It's animated,
Okay, so it's probably
so
like Puss in Boots, like 3 or something. I don't
it's got to be Puss in Boots. I don't remember which one came out. There's one called The Last Wish.
That's probably it. Should
It's
do that
also one
one.
called The Three Diablos.
I would do The Last Wish.
It is Last Wish.
Nice.
Good for you.
Puss in Boots. I'm surprised that was still producing content a year later and made that much money.
So yeah, you can't be that surprised. Did you ever have you heard of Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yes.
They made a movie of it.
Yes.
Apparently it's not very good.
Yes.
Okay. Next one is a Warner Brothers film.
Okay.
18 million over 2 weeks. Channing Tatum.
Warner Brothers movie starring Channing Tatum that only made 18 million. Who's the next one? Is it Matthew McConaughey?
Well, I'm thinking it could also be Magic Mike.
Okay.
It's Selma Hayek. Is Selma Hayek
Maybe.
in Magic Mike? Magic Mike, His Last Dance.
That's probably
Correct.
it.
It
Yeah.
is. Turns out she's the main girl.
Okay.
So we're 3 for 3. We're doing really good. Yeah,
I'd
it
say
was like a
so.
year ago, but still. Okay, so this one is a 20th Century Fox film that made $657 million over 10 weeks.
Probably heard of it then.
So yeah, safe to say we've heard of it. What do you want? Do you want the actor, or do you want the tagline? Try to figure out the movie.
I want the actor.
Sam Worthington. Okay.
Fuck.
You
I
don't
don't
know?
know. I don't know who Sam Worthington is. Oh, is that Avatar
Oh,
2?
it's Avatar 2, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Easy. We're playing on easy mode. 106 million, 1 week, Walt Disney. Do you want the tagline,
Yeah,
the
tagline.
genre? Okay.
Tagline.
Witness the beginning of a new dynasty.
Disney, and this is the first week.
First week made $106 million. The beginning of a new dynasty.
This supposed to be, when did Shang-Chi come out? Was that 2022 maybe? Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Seven Rings or whatever?
Oh yeah, I don't think it was 2023.
Okay.
It's action, adventure, science fiction.
Okay, who's the first actor?
It's Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, so some terrible, it's like the Ant-Man Quantumania one
It
or
is,
whatever.
yeah. All right, so we did hit our highest score ever, 915 points.
We're probably like in like the 20th percentile or something.
62nd percentile.
Oh, so we did pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
I was worried we weren't doing that great because it was just last year. So you would think everyone would know all of them pretty quickly, but
I mean, for like the first three, all we did was the actor.
That's true.
Well, the first four, I guess, because Sam Worthington. It was just, oh, I guess, I don't know. Yeah, we just did. Yeah, oh, we did really well.
I'm happy
No
with that.
complaints. Oh, well, this has been a good. It's been a good day. Besides, the three files now that I have to edit through, but it's been a good podcast, good movie.
Yeah, I'm happy with that one. I'm glad I picked it.
New day, new podcast, episode 86. If we do, just do some math here. We do a podcast every week to get to 100. What week or what day will that podcast be? We
Am I supposed
have,
to guess, or are you just about to tell
well,
me?
no, I'm going to do some math. So wait,
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I've lost count.
It'd be
And
like
okay,
June,
so
like right around my birthday.
87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. Yeah, June 17th. So, as long as we don't miss any more weeks, your third annual birthday episode will be our 100th episode, which will be your movie of the week. So you have to pick your favorite. Maybe that'll be the theme of the 100. You just, talk about your favorite movie.
Could even make you watch my favorite movie or one of my favorite movies. I don't have like my the favorite movie, but I have some close to the top.
Or we just watch The Room again.
Oh gosh. Yeah, we could do that. I feel like that's definitely like a watch it once kind of thing, don't you think?
Yeah, or we just like watch every single movie that we've ever watched together besides the podcast. Or even, this could be episode 100 could just be Dead Alive.
That would be fun. I do
Or
like
we could
that movie.
rewatch
Reanimator, that's a good one also.
tons of ideas, but you have until June.
Okay. Excellent. I'll be able to remember that because it's right basically my birthday.
I'm sure we'll have some weeks that we skip because oh, I got a paddle.
Yeah, so it probably won't line up, but you can dream big.
Even I mean, for your birthday episode, you could also just do something like that too. It doesn't have to be for 100.
We are in control. We can do really whatever we want.
Yeah, there's nobody like telling us
Nah, not a
what to
single
do
person.
and. Yeah, so there you go.
Great. Thank you for joining me today. I had a great time.
Yeah, no, I had a good time too. Sorry that the time change is still happening. Hopefully that is fixed at some point.
Hopefully.
Hawaii doesn't change time.
Neither does whatever Alaska or something, right? I don't know. There's
I think
two. Oh, that's the
Arizona
one.
and Hawaii
That's the one.
and Saskatchewan. So,
Right, the big three, I call them.
yeah, that I don't know if anybody would ever want to live. Well, Hawaii maybe, but it's very expensive. Arizona's filled with old people,
And it gets very hot.
and Saskatchewan is too flat.
Too flat and boring. No one likes it
Well,
there.
making a lot of enemies.
And enemies. That's right.
Anyways, thank you so much. We're gonna hang up the phone,
Okay,
and we're gonna
yes.
move on, and we're gonna come back even better next week.
Excellent. Thank you all so much for listening. Bye-bye.